It is 8:43 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are joined in the studio by Janine Donaldson. Hello, Janine. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great. Got this information from you from the Rotary International, I guess the Rotary District 6600, which is what, 60? It says 63 Rotary clubs in Northern Ohio. So this is quite a contingent of folks.
Exactly. Over 3,100 folks are Rotarians. And this is exciting news. I really wish that our district governor, Mary Oftenkamp, could be here this morning, because she would tell you that the Peace Conference is a gift. It's a gift from Rotary to the community.
This is coming up on Saturday, October 30th, and it's kind of a sort of an all-day event. And talk a little bit about that, what's taking place at the Spitzer Conference Center at LCCC that day.
What's taking place is, as we mentioned, the Rotary District 6600 Peace Conference. We're excited to have it in our area because typically it's held in the northwestern part of the state. But District Governor Mary is from Vermilion. She's a member of the Oberlin Rotary Club, so she wanted it in her backyard. She also wanted to open this conference up to non-Rotarians. So I'm wearing two hats for the conference. One hat is as the chairperson for the conference representing Rotary District 6600, and the other hat is for the YWCA representing the Community Anti-Hate Task Force. So we're bringing those two organizations together to have a robust conversation about peace.
Now, this peace conference has taken place, as you said, at other times. What is the result of the peace conference? What kind of things come out of something like this?
Well, in previous years, this is going to be the fifth conference, it's been typically held for youth to promote youth leadership in Rotary. This year, as I said, it's going to be for anyone, non-Rotarians as well. And that's because the Rotary International president, his name is Shakir Mehta. He's from India, and he has, and his board has designated that diversity, equity, and inclusion needs to be a main theme, a major theme in Rotary during his president's year. And so that trickles down to all the districts, all the clubs all over the world. You know, there's 1.2 million Rotarians in the country. We are the oldest and the largest service club in America. So we are going to bring that theme, that philosophy of peace in your communities. You know, Rotarians are notorious for doing good things all over the country, but we're also, all over the world, excuse me, but we're also here in America, we tend to do our good deeds overseas. And so through the Peace Conference, we are going to show that there are some social issues right here in our own neighborhood that if we focus on those and work with some community groups, we can do some lasting good in this community.
I'm looking at the lineup of speakers, and it appears that you have a lot of diversity in there.
Yes, we did. That's the point of the conference. You know, you need to talk to your neighbors. You need to talk to your coworkers in a way that really gets you to a common understanding. One of the breakout sessions is called Getting to Yes. We know that folks can be on either sides of an argument or of an issue and have great extremes, but we want to teach people how to resolve conflict in a way that both folks come away feeling satisfied. But in terms of some of the keynote speakers, oh my gosh, we have such an all-star lineup of speakers. It starts off with Xavier Ramey. Now, that name isn't going to be familiar to a lot of folks, but to Rotarians, he was the one that spoke at the Rotary International Convention 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. And he spoke on diversity, equity, and inclusion. He's a Chicago Rotarian. He has formed an organization called Inform Justice, and he's young. He's under 40. And so if Rotarians want to grow, we need that under 40 population. Following Xavier is Dr. Akram Boutros. He is the president and CEO of Cleveland Metro Health. And he sounded the alarm 3 years ago, 4 years ago, about, he sounded the alarm about the social detriments in health. And what that means is ACEs, for example. For a lot of educators, they'll know that ACEs stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences. And you know, Bruce, if a child has more than two or three adverse childhood experiences while they're growing up, that kind of predestines them of what their life is going to be like, you know. And it's simple things like, not simple, but it's things like, did they witness violence in their life? Did they have a parent that was incarcerated? Did they have a parent that was using drugs or alcohol? So accumulation of those kinds of things can lead to some serious outcomes in their lives. So Dr. Boutros was saying that we can catch this early. We can problem solve in communities about programs and social programs we can have. And as a CEO and president of Metro Health, wow, when it comes from him, other people listen. So he's called not just medical professionals to this call, but he's also looking at companies, corporate people, business people. And then our other speaker is the Reverend Dr. Otis Moss. He is a civil rights and human rights icon. He just happens to live in our backyard in Cleveland, but he walked with Dr. King. He walked with John Lewis. Not just walked with him, but he's personal friends and mentors to these people. And we are just so grateful that he has agreed to come and speak with us. And I need to take a moment and thank Stan Miller. Stan recently passed away within the last month. He was an Oberlin Rotarian, and Stan was the pastor of Wesleyan Church in Lorain and the Rust United Methodist Church in Oberlin. And but for Stan, we wouldn't have Dr. Boutros and Reverend Dr. Moss. Stan is an icon in his own right. He was the president of the NAACP during the George Forbes era. And he also, as I mentioned, was a pastor. And so he reached out to those two individuals personally, and they accepted based on his call. Because I'm certain if Janine Donaldson had called them, they wouldn't have picked up the phone.
Well, we are speaking with Janine Donaldson today with Elyria YWCA, also the Rotarian. And again, Rotary District 6600 has their peace conference coming up on Saturday, October 30th. It'll be at the Spitzer Conference Center of Lorain County Community College. You mentioned it's open for Rotarians as well as non-Rotarians as well. How do people go about signing up for something like this?
They need to go to the Rotary District website and look for the Peace Conference. Or they can go to the YWCA Facebook page, and we have a link there on our Facebook page. And Bruce, you know, I was telling you it's a gift. And the reason why it's a gift is because the conference is free. It's free if you register. And when you get there, not only are you going to get this wonderful lineup of speakers, but you're also going to get a free lunch. Pasta buffet and a free hot breakfast. Not those just toast and juice, but food, eggs, bacon.
Craig, almost like the breakfast I made for myself at home this morning, which is it's a weekday breakfast. Usually I keep those for the weekend on that. But this is, it's the food for your soul that you're really getting a lot of times.
Absolutely.
With something like this. What do you hope, I guess, people with the breakout sessions, will they then take things back to their neighborhoods, their family, just to their own life to see what they can imply?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. I can tell you what our committee, our organization is hopeful for. You know, this is going to be a new conversation for a lot of people, regardless of where you come from. But people don't often sit down and have what we're calling honest conversations or courageous conversations. So this one isn't going to be one where it's going to smack you in the face. This one is just going to be some common sense kinds of things. And by common sense, I mean Rotary has something that they call a four-way test. And the four-way test says, is it the truth? Is it fair? Is it beneficial to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and friendships? So that's kind of how we looked at our lineup and our breakout sessions. And it's really going to be about having those conversations about what you hear in this room, how are you going to apply it to your life? And then we want it to go out further and say, you know, we're going to have some groups such as members from the NAACP in the group, or members from some African-American or Hispanic organizations there. And so what we want are for Rotarians to start thinking, you know what, we could maximize our benefit in the community if we reached out to other groups and do community projects that can serve our community and promote and sustain peace.
And you'll have a lot of good leaders and worker bees as well, right?
Absolutely.
All levels of that. The people.
All levels
of people.
From all over the district, even.
And then, so, and it's welcoming all those people into Lorain County as well, just for them to have a chance to see the community. Again, the Peace Conference 2021 is Saturday, October 30th. It'll be at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. Again, Rotary District 6600 bringing it in. And we appreciate you stopping in, Janine, sharing the word. And we'll keep this up and keep promoting it as we get closer.
And I thank you for the opportunity.